Begin the current daf, Masechta Besaita of Lamed Zayin, begin on the Beis, begin Tes Masechta, begin the Gemara, Reb Shimon, Meitzi HaGrizim. He actually removes HaGrizim, and he puts in the Oil Moitcha B'Midbah. Now, says Tes Hachem Masayim Lo B'Yishami. The Yishami concludes on this, and says, V'chein Reb Shimon Oimer. So to Reb Shimon said, In Lecha Kodav V'Dav Min HaTorah, there's nothing from the Torah, She'in Kogos Allah, that you don't have on it, Tov Kov Ein Vav Brises. That is 576 covenants. Why? Because you have 12 of each baruch. So it says, well, you're done on my base. I don't know why there's 12. Because maybe there was actually a covenant in relation to every tribe. So you have your base, or you have 12 in the curses, your base, and you have 12 in general, your base, and 12 in specific. So then you have this 12 times 3, and you have this 12 times 4. Is these 48 brises, because you have every tribe, you have the and you have the book, you have the klal and the prat, and then you have lamid v'lamid lishma v'lasis. That's another four for each learning, teaching, safeguarding, and doing. Hadi kuvtza the base brises. So you have 192 brises times three, so that takes you hari tokovayin v'brises. That takes you to 576 brises. That it was the third time in Arvas Mayev. Why do you have to say the third one Arvas Mayev? Who is coming to disagree with it, doesn't even talk about Arvas Mayev. Because the end of his teaching. He wants to tell you that there's no mitzvah that you don't have, because he ends up saying the number of how many brises there are, you're only going to get the right number if you know that it's times three and not times two. Next says Master begins the Gemara. Shimon Yehuda, he says the calculation that comes out of how many brises there are. Nimsal Kolecha ve'echem Yisrael sheish meis elv v'shleish olav v'chabesh meis chamishim arva da arva. That's where the Gemara gets into this whole conversation. So this brings the Yerushalmi that says, "What do you mean? At kedayim devarim shenichlu b'nifritu? What do you mean? You only know for things that it says the klal and the prat, but devarim shenichlu b'nifritu. What are you going to do when you say klal and not a prat? Meaning?" You only say certain things. You don't say all the things. So how are you telling me here that it's going to be on all the Targ mitzvahs? That Amalei says, yes, when there was a general category. Then there's a prat that comes out to teach. It's not coming to teach on itself. It's one of the Yigal Mishra and Reshim. It's coming to teach regarding the whole klal. So here also, although it mentions some pratim, it's coming to teach regarding all the pratim of the Targ. Amalei said to him, "Lo, but davarecha, that's only by when there's one prat. You think when there's two pratim go out, then you don't say, then you say there's two are saying the same thing, then we don't compare it to all the other pratim. Here we're talking about where there's two plus of pratim. Amen of Tanchuma, he says, no, it's not difficult. Why? Because Mekivin dechse b'seif amen tzin says that there's at the end, in general. Amen. So Kamesha Kulay Dava Echad Ksiv, it's like as if one thing was said. So you could say Yotsuna Kalalaman and the Laman I'll call Kulyats on the entire Torah. Now this explains the Pasik that says we said Aur Ashalayakum as Dibri HaTorah that will not uphold this Torah. Priyash Torah Nefels, what is the Torah falling? That has to be Yakum. So Bishim Yakum, I mean, it says Zah Chazan Shu Aimed. This refers to the Chazan, either means the Balkare, or means the one who's doing Hagba, that he should be standing. So you have to actually hold it up. He says, Zeha Bayis, or the Bezdin, Shalamata, that's down here. The Shmuel says that, meaning that they have to uphold the Torah. Because the Al Daba Zeh Kari Yeshiyahu, so regarding this, that Yeshiyahu tore his garment, but he says, Alay Lahakim, it's on me to uphold it. He says, if Laman Belimit Shema Ba'asav, if someone learned Torah, taught Torah, kept it and did it, now he had the opportunity to support Torah, and he did not support Torah. He's included in the curse. He wasn't Yochum Estiva Torah. But he says, if Laman Belimit Shema Ba'asav, if someone did not learn, did not teach, did not safeguard, did not do, and they really didn't have the ability to support Torah, the Hixim is supported, he's included in the category of blessed. He says, also, Kadosh Baruch Hu lasts the tail of Bali Mitzvahs, Shem will ultimately make the shade for those who perform mitzvahs, betzino to baal teira, and the shade of those who learn teira, something like says bas and kelis, ki betzela chachma betzela kesef. And the shade of the wisdom is the shade of the money, meaning the one who give the geld, the money to support teira. But like it says the pasuk initially, it's chayim mila matzikim, but it's a tree of life for those who support it. So we see how great is yakum, is those who financially support the teira. Even the bali teira are obligated and held liable if they don't. Then like it says master begin with the gemara of shashia arva the arva the arva. The difference between them is the being responsible and responsible of those responsibilities. Which says, it would seem the Hochi Baal Meme, this word has to say, Shimon Yehuda, Kibul of Kalechem Yisrael, every single Jew accepted, Latag Mitzis, for the Tag Mitzis, Kov Tzadiches Riboy Rivuais, 198 myriad of myriads, there's big numbers here, the Ches Alof Riboyis, and 8,000 myriads, a myriad is 10,000 sub, for Tov Yud Gimel Riboyis, and 413 myriads, the Sheva Alofim, Umasayim Brises, and 7,200 covenants, L'sheish Meis Elef, V'shleish Elef M'chamesh Meis, and for the amount of people that there were, which is 600,000 and 3,055, it says the word, really the word should be V'chamesh Meis V'chamishim, and 550, V'shalabusim, because of their guaranteeing for their fellow Jew, Im Yavalein, if they can violate it, and L'Rebbe, Alib Rebbe Shimon, it's 600,000 times v'shlesh salafim and 3,000 v'tuf kuf nun should be the guess, and 550 pa'amim chesh bin zeh b'risis kibbalayim. That's how much of the calculation of the commonness they accepted upon them. A lot more. Next, it's not the beginning of the Gemara. Bracha achas kedemes l'klala. It was one bracha before the curse, which Yerushalmi brings Yochum, Mishal Yom Bracha. You would think from when they said all the blessings, then Hayom Klos, then they said the curses. Tamlim, it says, no, ha'bracha ba'klala. Klala ba'achas, ha'bracha ba'achas. Cursed by one, blessed by one, and it wasn't just all of them and then all of them.